50 million trees are to be planted in Africa in the next 7 to 10 years to fight climate change on the continent. The program officer of the Alliance of Religion and Conservation, ARC, Susie Weldon, said this at the opening of a workshop on climate change in Tamale. The workshop was organized by the Religious Bodies Network on Climate Change in collaboration with Tree Aid and Alliance of Religion and Conservation UK. Correspondent Saka Mohammed has more.
The destruction of the environment is probably the biggest challenge to the welfare of all life on Earth. It sets the survival of communities and puts the diversity and wellness of nature at risk. She mentioned Ethiopia, Ghana, Kenya, Tanzania, Nigeria, South Africa, Zimbabwe and Uganda as beneficiary countries under the project. Mother Weldon said 90% of Africans are Christians and Muslims and therefore could get information on climate change through their leaders. She said 7 million trees are expected to be planted in the country out of the 15 million trees in Africa. She said 10 major tree nurseries will be established in the country, where 50% of workers engaged in the project will be women. Madam Weldon said 85% of the world's people are religious faithful, saying that there are 2.1 billion Christians and 1.34 billion Muslims worldwide. He added that faith owns 7.8% of habitat land surface of the planet. She was also of the view that religious faiths are more often censored than the politicians, military leaders and government. The project officer of Tree Aid, Dr. Krugu Andrew, said there are many benefits society can gain from managing and conserving the environment. He said the conservation can reduce floods, increase the rainfall pattern of the area, as well as increasing crop production through macronutrient and nitrogen fixation. He noted that the workshop will, among other things, equip the participants with the best ways to preserve the forest, as well as understand climate change adaptation. At an open forum, the participants underscored the need to stop bushfires and indiscriminate felling of trees. The participants also appealed to government to reduce the price of liquefied petroleum gas so that people in urban areas can adopt the use of LPG. This has been Saka Mohammed for Radio Ghana.